How do millions cross a river in a single day? Boats? Bridges? No, it's simpler than that. God just moves the river. On The Bible Brief. Want more Bible learning content like this? Sign up for our newsletter and follow us on social media. Links are in the show notes to this episode. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. The peoples have heard. They tremble. Pangs have seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Now are the chiefs of Edom dismayed. Trembling seizes the leaders of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them because of the greatness of your arm. They are still as a stone. Till your people, O Lord, pass by. Till the people pass by whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain. The place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. From the Song of Israel, after Yahweh defeated the Egyptians at the Reed Sea. Reconnaissance is important to any war effort because discovering the enemy's strengths and weaknesses can aid in achieving victory over them. In unfamiliar territory with unknown terrain, surprises could lurk behind every hill, and ambushes might await an invading army. Knowledge is key to success, making reconnaissance a necessary tool in the arsenal of every military leader. Joshua was no different, and he knew the value of good intelligence to success on the battlefield. The people of Israel had been ambushed and resisted ever since the Amalekites attempted to decimate them on their way to Sinai nearly 40 years ago. And Joshua would be prepared with necessary information for infiltration of the promised land of Canaan. So Joshua sends spies into the land with simple instructions. He says to the two spies, "Go, view the land, especially Jericho." And off the spies go, before coming back days later with news of the land and news of Jericho, the first target city for the army of Israel. A target on the other side of a watery barrier standing in the way of the nation. The Jordan River. They had been in Moab on the eastern side of the Jordan for weeks, but now the time had come for them to finally cross. God had long ago promised to Abraham the land on the other side of this river. He had called Abraham from Ur of the Chaldeans and brought him to this specific land. Soon after Abraham had arrived, God said to him, "Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward, and eastward and westward. For all the land that you see I will give you into your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring can also be counted." And here they were, Abraham's offspring, numbered like the dust of the earth. They had gone from just 70 people when their forefather Jacob had moved the whole family to Egypt, to around 2 million people over 400 years later. They had experienced slavery in Egypt, deliverance from the plagues, miraculous salvation at the Red Sea. And now they were finally, at the precipice of the land. And not just the land, their land. An inheritance promised by God himself to the offspring of Abraham. This land was theirs, and it was time to enter it. It was time to cross the Jordan River into the promised land. This river crossing would be nothing short of miraculous. A miracle that would sow fear into the hearts of the enemies in the land. Because God would show his power yet again. We read this in Joshua chapter 3, starting in verse 7. "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant. When you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.' And Joshua said to the people of Israel, 'Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God.' And Joshua said, Here is how you shall know that the living God is among you, and he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. When the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. God is going to do something amazing at the Jordan River, a miracle for this new generation, as a reminder of his great power that he showed in Egypt at the Red Sea. But not just a reminder of his power in the past. It would also be a demonstration of his power to accomplish his promises to the people. Joshua says that by this miracle, God will show that he is among them and will without fail drive out the inhabitants of the land. As the priests carry the Ark of the Covenant containing the tablets of the Ten Commandments into the Jordan, God will stop the waters of the river for the nation to cross over on dry ground. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the waters coming down from above stood up in a heap very far away, and those flowing down toward the Dead Sea were completely cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground, until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. Imagine being a young man or woman in Israel. With each dry step across the river, you are seeing the stories that your parents told you come to life. You weren't around to see the miracle at the Red Sea, but you were here for this. Now you could understand their stories, because now you were living them. You would be brimming in confidence at the battles ahead, because you would know that indeed God was with his nation Israel. And then you would take that final step from the Jordan riverbed into the land, the promised land of Canaan. Next we read, "The people passed over in haste, and when all the people had finished passing over, the Ark of the Lord and the priests passed over before the people. On that day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they stood in awe of him, just as they had stood in awe of Moses all the days of his life.